As we know, it's back to school Sunday. I wanted to share with you in regard to basically the concept of teaching our children. And so being back to school Sunday, this is an exciting time for some because it's back to school. And believe it or not, it's not so exciting for others because it's back to school. I know when I was a youngin, I was never that excited about returning to school, at least till I got into high school anyway. But some of us are excited about that, and truth is, some of us are not. And we prayed for all those that are returning back to school. Let's remember Eric. He'll be returning back to school as well, maybe a little different position, but let's remember Eric as well as he steps into a new position there, how exciting that is, and pray a little scary at the same time. But that's probably how our kids feel some days. A little excited, maybe a little scary, but nonetheless, it's back to school. And believe it or not, it's necessary. It's necessary for growth and for development and for education of our children's, and truth be told, for us as well. Hopefully we're still learning just because we've graduated from high school and maybe from college. As we grow and mature, we should still be learning, just as Terry's learn to play the guitar, still working on that and doing an excellent job. Don't you appreciate that she's doing that? Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. And for all the others of you that are continuing to learn and to study, that's important as we grow and not only in our spiritual growth, but in educational. Those things are important. But in the midst of that, have you ever stopped to consider what the Lord says about this whole learning and education process? Have you ever really thought about that or not? But Scripture does address this, and I think it addresses a very important aspect of the learning and educational process. And so, if we could this morning, let's take a look. Let's find out what the Lord shares with us in regard to the concept of learning and education. And I believe this morning that a very familiar verse, you probably might recognize it, found in Proverbs 22, verse 6, can shed some light on this subject of learning and the educational process. So, if you would this morning, let's take our Bibles and let's turn over to the Proverbs 22, 6 this morning. Just one verse, and appreciate if you'd stand for the reading of the Word this morning. We hope those of you that are joining us at home, we'll get your Bible too and follow along. Proverbs 22, verse 6 this morning. A very familiar verse shares with us, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Very powerful statement. Join me in prayer this morning, if you will. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we are this morning excited about the fact that our children are able to return to school, and that even as adults that we can continue to learn from you and of you. And Lord, we know the importance this morning that you stress to us about teaching and about educating our children. And so, Lord, this morning as we come to your Word, that you would help us to understand how important this concept is of teaching our children. And so, Lord, I ask that you would just come this morning, that you would stir our heart and our mind, and that you would help us and challenge us this morning in regard to your Word. We just ask, Lord, that you allow us to be a vessel to be used of you this morning, and that we'd come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the preaching of the Word. We ask in your precious name, amen. You may be seated this morning. We've probably heard Proverbs 22:6 over and over and over again over the years, but it is a very powerful verse that addresses this issue of learning and development and education of our children. It tells us to train up a child, or some translations might even use the word teach, but we need to train up or teach our children. And the Scripture tells us and that when our children are old, they will not depart from it. A very powerful verse that addresses the importance of education, of training, and of teaching. Because the verse tells us that this is what we're supposed to do because it's going to have a dramatic impact on the life of our children. Dramatic impact. And I think that's very important for us to think about this morning as we think about teaching our children. And some of you in your mind this morning might be saying, you know what, Pastor Mike? My kids have all grown. They're out of high school. Some of them probably already graduated from college in their career, maybe even raising their own children. So why is that important to me? I've not found one place in Scripture that says that parents ever stop teaching their children. That concept that when our children graduate from high school and graduate from college and that we're still not their role model or the example to them or still continue to invest in their education by sharing with them and teaching with them is a very Western concept. When we come to Scripture, you'll find that there was always a patriarch or a matriarch that had a tremendous impact on their families. And that is scriptural. That is godly. And so when we come to the verse in Proverbs 22:6 and it says, train up a child. Parents, that's from day one until you step into glory. And so it's for all of us. It's not for just of us that have little children. For you parents that have older children, do they ever call and say, Mom, Dad, what do you think about this? You've been there, haven't you? Yeah. That's a teaching opportunity. And yeah, I know there's moments too where you want to share with them and they don't want to hear it. Yeah, we had those experiences too. And if you're raising children, even when they get old, and sometimes when they're little, they still don't want to hear it either. But it's a tremendous responsibility. And so as we think about this concept of training up a child or teaching a child, having that type of influence in their life, it's exciting and sometimes it's scary. Statistics say that 9 out of 10 children will turn out just like their parents. Woo. That makes you stop and think for just a minute, doesn't it? Yeah. Now there's always that one that doesn't, but most do. And you know what? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Because we're to set the example. We're the ones to teach and to share with our children the important things of life. And so when we begin to ponder that whole thought of we're teaching our children, we're impacting their lives for eternity. I think we have to pause for a moment and say, what do we teach them? And then maybe, how do we do that? That's a pretty relevant question if we have such a responsibility to our children to train them and teach them and share the important things with them. And so how do we teach them and how do we do it? And I believe Scripture also helps us with that. And so I want to draw our attention this morning to Deuteronomy chapter 6 this morning. And I want to share with you verses 1 through 9 because they're so important to this concept of training our children, teaching our children. And so let's take our Bibles. Let's turn over. I'm not going to make you stand and or any of that. But I want us to see what the Lord shares with us in regard to what we are to be sharing with our children. And what we're going to discover that Deuteronomy is sharing with us here, God has, of course, delivered the nation of Israel from Egypt. And now He's building a nation, a people of God. His, as the Old Testament says, His special treasure, His people. And this is what He shares with them in Deuteronomy chapter 6. And we're going to look at verses 1 through 9. Just some powerful truths here. And all the things that are happening in this verse, we're not going to be able to share with you this morning because we'll be here for a long time if we do. But I think there's some important things for us to gather this morning as we think about teaching our children. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 shares with us, now this is the commandment And these are the statutes and judgments, important, you might underline that, statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you. And so He's commanded Moses to teach the people, just as we're commanded to teach our children, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. Now listen to this. That you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all His statutes and His commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, multiple generations teaching the next, all the days of your life. See, I told you it wasn't from just when they were kids in school, but all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command to you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently, love that word, diligently, to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Powerful words from the Lord. He shares some important things with us this morning that I want to take a few minutes and share with you about. Note, if you would, in verse 1 and in verse 7, that they are instructed to teach and to do it diligently. Like that word. Can we say that word together this morning? Diligently. One more time. Diligently. That's important for us because when we talk about doing something diligently, that means we're working hard at it. We're giving it all our effort to accomplish whatever it is that we're working at. And so, in context of our passage of Scripture this morning, it's about teaching our children and the next generation, father to son, grandfather to grandson, and so the chain continues. All the days of your life, we're supposed to be diligently, sometimes that word's hard to say, to teach our children. And I hope that we're doing that, because it's so important, because it affects their life tremendously. And we had to ask that question, well, what do we teach? Well, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5, which we just shared for you, it says, these are the things that you're supposed to teach your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. These are the things that are important. And the first one was this, we find in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5, that God is the one God. One God. Not multiple gods as all the other nations were doing. Whole list of gods that did this and did that. And remember, they just came out of Egypt, and Egypt had a god for everything. You teach your children there's one God. And today we're to be teaching our children there's one God and one God to be worshipped. And that's Creator God. The world's going to tell us all kind of different things. And the world's going to try to tell our children from the moment they're born through their life that there's multiple gods. In fact, you could even be a god yourself. We, as believers, are to teach our children there's one God, Creator God, all-powerful. And boy, I could talk about that all morning. And therefore, being one God, He is the absolute most important individual in our lives. Number one. So we need to be, what do we teach our children? We teach about the one God, Creator God, and that He should be number one in our life. But we also discover here in these verses 4-5, that not only does it tell us that there's one God, it also says that we should love that one God. So what do we teach our children? We need to teach our children to love God. And I'll tell you the truth this morning, we're going to address that in a few moments, that the most important thing we can do for our children is to teach them to love God. Statistics tell us that by the time a person is 30, they've made their decision spiritually in regard to God. Now that doesn't mean we don't think about those that are beyond 30. It just tells us that we have an important job to do in regard to teaching our children to love God. And actually most of them will come to the knowledge of Christ by the time they're 18. We have an important job to teach our children to love God. And in these verses, in fact, God shared with Moses very specifically that they were to teach them to love God with all your heart. Now these are probably pretty familiar to you in the New Testament because Jesus shares these same things. To love God with all your heart, and to love God with all your soul, and to love God with all your strength. Jesus shares these in the New Testament, but in the book of Mark, He adds one other, and it's to love God with all your mind. We don't see that here in the Old Testament. Jesus added that in the New Testament. But this concept is that we're to teach our children to love God with all their heart, and with all their soul, and with all their strength. And that addresses their passion, their uniqueness, their abilities. In fact, it addresses everything that we are to love God with. All our passion, our desires, our uniqueness, all our strength, our abilities, everything that makes us was created that we would love God with it. And so it speaks to the entire person. Everything that we are, to love God. What are we to teach our children? We're to teach our children that the most important thing in their life is to love God with everything they are, with their passions, with their desires, with their uniqueness, with their abilities, their heart, soul, and strength. Everything they are, they're to love God. If you would, look at verse 6. Verse 6 shares with us this morning. And these words, which I command you today, shall be in your heart. Now the words He just shared with them is this concept of that there's one God, and we're to love that one God with everything we are. But there's something that is unique here. Typically when we talk about education, when we talk about learning, we usually talk about the mind, the brain function, the capability of being able to learn and to memorize and to be able to prepare and take a test. Oh, wait a minute. Test. Did I say something last week about a quiz? You thought I forgot about that, didn't you? Shake your head, you did. You thought I forgot about that. You probably forgot about that. What did we talk about last week? Oh, we did talk about that. Thank you, Terry. There was something else we talked about, very important. Has everything to do with this, too. That we are to be a what? Hey, Great Commission Church. I thought we was going to fail there for a moment. Yeah. We're to be a Great Commission church. Doing what? Teaching. That's what it tells Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Teaching, making disciples of all the world. You know what's happening right here in Deuteronomy? Teaching the children, the next generations, to love God. It's the same thing. It's the same thing the church is supposed to be doing today. A little different context. A little different shape. Ministry comes in all shapes and sizes. But teaching children and people to love God. And so we see in verse 6 here, it's not about teaching the mind to love God. But it's about bringing the heart into submission to love God. There are a lot of people today in the world that know that it's right to love God, but their heart is not in it. We understand the heart to be the center of who we are and what we're going to become. And later in fall, we're going to be dealing with a sermon series in regard to the heart. Because out of the heart flows who we are. Now, I think it's important that we educate the mind. But honestly, what we are flows from the heart. Because it's in the heart is where our passions and our desires are motivated. We don't tell our spouse, "I love you with all my brain." Wouldn't that excite you? Maybe if you're a professor. Maybe. No pun intended there. But would you rather hear, "I love you with all my heart"? Because there's something about the heart. Have you ever sent a card to somebody that says, "You know what, this week you were on my brain"? Or, "I care for you with all my brain"? Something wrong with that, isn't there? It's because it's in the heart, is the center of who we are. And so we find that we're supposed to teach our children to love God from their very core. From who they are. It's the heart that gives life to the physical body. We are to teach them to love God with all that they are, entirely, right down to the depths of their heart. There's nothing more important than that. Don't misunderstand me this morning. I know that it's important to teach our children how to read, how to write, and how to add and subtract. Trust me, they're going to need that. And a whole list of other things that we need to teach our children. But note this morning, clearly in our heart and mind, the most important thing we need to do is to teach our children to love God. And it sure makes teaching them to read, write, and all the other stuff about life much, much easier. Way too often we get it backwards, and that's another discussion for another time. When you stop for a moment and wonder, what am I supposed to be teaching my children? The most important thing we're to be teaching our children is to love God. Most important. Yeah, we could poke at a whole list of things that are important to teach our children. But number one is what? To love God. That's scripture. That's God. Well, if we're going to teach our children to love God, we're back to that very important scenario, is how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we teach them to love God? How do we teach them what it means to serve God and to be godly and all those things that are important that we don't have all the time to talk about this morning? Well, Deuteronomy also answers that question. God knows what He's doing. He tells us what we need to teach and then how to do it. And when to do it. And so actually He shares a whole list of stuff with us about how we're to teach and when we're to teach our children. And so we find in verses 7 through 9 of Deuteronomy chapter 6, it tells us we teach them, or the verse says, talk of them, and that's what we're supposed to, the things that God shared with Moses, and then Moses shared with the people. These are the things that we're supposed to teach. These are the things that we're supposed to talk about. And so He says, talk of them when you sit in your house. When you sit in your house. So when we're inside the walls of our home, we are to be teaching our children what it means to love God. And what do you do when you sit in your house? Some of us, when we're sitting in the house, we do what? We watch TV. That brings up another question. What is our TV teaching our children? Well, wait a minute. What's our TV teaching us? I won't answer that. I'll let you and the Lord figure that out. When we're sitting in our house, what else do we do? Eat. See how this... Now, is there a proper way to eat and be healthy? I'm going to shake your head. You know there is. So when you're sitting in your home, when you're eating, it's important you teach your children. This is God's stuff, how you should eat. Yeah, Scripture, you know, Scripture talks about that. Mm-hmm. We could stay on this topic for a long time. What else do we do? Sometimes we're sitting on the internet. We won't even go there, you know. Sometimes we read books. And there's sometimes we sit around and do absolutely nothing. Now, hey, rest is spiritual. Now, being lazy isn't, but rest is spiritual. There's times we all need rest. And that's a godly thing. And we need to teach our children to rest sometimes. We can get too busy. And so there's appropriate times to rest. See, there's so much there to talk about. But when we're inside the walls of our home, it's the opportunity for us to teach our children to love God. There's all kinds of ways to do that while we're in our home. But when we're in our home, we are to teach our children to love God. He continues in Deuteronomy. These are what God is saying. You talk to them when you walk by the way. So we don't only teach about loving God in the house, but when we're in our daily activity, when we're in the car going down the road, or we're in the grocery store, or when we're at Walmart, in the sporting goods section, or whatever it is section you like to be in, the craft section. Wherever we are, wherever we're walking, wherever we're headed, whatever we're doing, we are to be teaching our children to love God. And you're saying, well, how do we do that? It's by the actions that we are presenting before our children. What are you talking about, Pastor? What are the things we buy in at Walmart? Where are we headed in our car? Now it's important to talk about them, and that's what Scripture tells us right here. It says, talk of them when. But you notice in every one of these, there's an action. You know what teaches our children clearer than the words we say? Our actions. They'll remember our actions long beyond the words that we say. Because you remember those moments where you're talking to your children and they're like, you probably did that to your mom and dad too. But the actions we take is where they learn. And so not only when we're sitting in our house or when we're walking by the way, we find that Deuteronomy shares us when we lie down and when we rise up. When we go to bed at night, We're supposed to talk of the statutes and the commandments, and we're supposed to teach our children to love God, and we rise up. That also addresses the importance of teaching our children. Because what you're going to notice is, even though when we lay down, it doesn't stop. And when we rise up, it doesn't stop. This is a lifelong commitment. But he also shares with us here in verses 7 through 9 that we're to bind them as a sign on our hands. Are you one of those people who somebody shares a phone number with you and you pull the pen out of your pocket and you write it on the palm of your hand? Some of you may not do that. I'm not one to, I don't know. I think it's just weird to see people write on themselves. But anyway, if you do that, that's just fine. Why do you do that? To remember. Have you ever seen somebody, this is an old thing, they just tie a string on their finger? It's a reminder. Have you seen some of our young people, they have bracelets about this far up their arm? And all of them have something on them? You know what they are? They're reminders. Back in the 80s, we made friendship bracelets. How many of you remember that? Come on. 80s children, come on, you need to remember those. Why did we do that? So we'd remember our friend. I guess there is a purpose for an Apple Watch. Aubrey's shaking her head. It's a reminder. Scripture says, bind it on your hands. A reminder. Reminder what? Teach your children to love God. In fact, he continues and said, it should be a frontlet between your eyes. You have to think about that for a minute and say, what in the world? It's a sign. I'm sure many of us can recall the comedian Bill Enval, I believe his name was. Here's your sign. Well, church, here's our sign. Should be a sign. There's probably some of us that write things down on a sticky note and put it on the refrigerator. Or maybe we put it on the coffee pot. Or maybe we put it on the bathroom mirror. It's a sign. It reminds us of whatever it is that we wrote on that piece of paper. To remind us that we do not forget. Deuteronomy says to us, we need to put a sign in front of us so we do not forget to teach our children to love God. Now I'm going to talk about this for just a minute. You would be amazed at how many. Just forgive me now. You agree to that? Please. Just forgive me now. You'd be surprised at how many Christian families that attend church do not teach their children to love God. Now you're pondered. And I'm probably going to get in trouble, and that's okay. Say, how do we forget the teach our children? Sometimes we get too busy. Life's tough. Have you noticed that? Life is tough. And if you don't put things in priority, there's certain things that just doesn't get done. I bet if I ask you to raise your hand this morning, you don't have to do that. You have a list of things at home that need to be done. That's probably every one of us. And there's certain things on that list that will get done, and there's certain things on that list that way you'll say, I'll do that tomorrow. And unfortunately, tomorrow comes and you put in your mind, well, you know what? I'm going to do that tomorrow. And then you'll discover, unfortunately, a couple years have gone by and you'll look at that and say, you know what? I never got to that. And so when we talk about this sign, this reminder, we need to put it in front of us so we don't forget. It really addresses priorities. And sometimes we have to think about our priorities and we have to rearrange them and say, you know, this is more important. And so if we're starting a new priority list this morning, understanding Deuteronomy and what the most important thing is to do, number one should be what? God. And teaching our children to love God. Now how that flows out, it flows out in all kinds of ways. But may we never, ever forget, not only by our words, but our actions, that we're to be teaching our children to love God. Not just little ones. The big ones. In fact, God says, write them on the doorpost and gates of your house. This is how important this is. On the doorpost. Now, it wasn't unusual in their culture that when you entered their homes or their pavilion, what we would call a patio, that there would be pillars of some sort. Maybe not fancy. And some of them would have just had a lintel over the door. But God says, you write these things on those doorposts. Write these on the lintels. Write these on the doors and on the gates of your house. And so when you went out that door, you were reminded. When you came in that door, you were reminded. And when you walk down you don't see so many fences around homes now with gates. But when you walk down your sidewalk and you open the gate to leave your property, of course, scripturally they didn't have cars and automobiles then, so it wasn't like they got in their driveway. But when they open the gate, not only are they reminded as they walked out their door, they're reminded at the gate. Nothing more important than teaching your children to love God. I don't know about you, but the more you dig and dig and dig into Deuteronomy chapter 6, I think you'll find that God takes this thing of teaching our children seriously, diligently. May we never forget on this back-to-school Sunday that teaching our children is extremely, 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 ... important. I read this quote from J.C. Ryle, minister from 1770. I like old stuff. And this is what he said in regard to these verses. This was his summary. The key to teaching our children to love God is stated simply and clearly in these verses. If we want our children to follow God, we must make God a part of our everyday experiences. We must teach our children to see God in all aspects of life, not just those that are church related. Powerful words. And I think those words still ring true today. We need to take seriously this thing of teaching our children to love God. In closing this morning, we shared Proverbs 22:6 with you. It was a command and a promise. The command was, if we train up or teach our children, that's the command. We find Scripture tells us that's what we're supposed to do. That's the most important thing we're supposed to do. The promise is that when they grow up, and parents, trust me, someday they do, to some degree, Yeah, some of you older parents know what I'm talking about. That when they grow up, they will not forget their teaching. How important it is to invest in our children. Not only to teach them to love God, but yes, to get them a good education. And to teach them the things that they need to know. That's important. And when we do that, the Lord promises they will not forget that teaching. And so they too will have the opportunity to continue the legacy of teaching the next generation to love God. Let's stand together this morning. I'm going to ask the praise team to come, and they're going to share a song with us. And I hope that as we've really just scraped the surface of Deuteronomy chapter 6, that we do get the understanding and the seriousness of how important it is for us as parents to teach our children not only with the words, but with our life, how we live, the things that we do, and how those things unfold. And so as they sing this morning, I want us to join in with them. We know this chorus, I'm sure. Could we gather around as a church this morning here at the altar and just make a commitment to the Lord to teach our children to love God?